Appreciate y'all hanging with me. We're going to switch gears a little bit from thrips and mites. If you're from the Mid-South or you know anybody from the Mid-South, you've heard that we have a small plant bug problem. This has become our number one insect pest of cotton. We've got growers making many and many applications in areas trying to deal with some really large and really extended infestations. One thing that we began to notice and observe, and the growers have been dealing with, is situations like this, where even though we're making a lot of applications, we're still observing significant damage along edges of field adjacent to, in particular, to corn. This is a harvested corn field, but also we've seen it with other crops as well as non-crop areas. This is in spite of numerous insecticide applications. During 2008, the people in the Mid-South listed here, we decided we were going to put together a regional project looking at using Timic in season to help alleviate some of these situations, and also to see if we possibly could either stop or slow down some of these infestations from moving further into the field. Now, this data that I'm going to show is from a lot of people, and I will take time to acknowledge them. Kelly Tindall from University of Missouri, Gus Lorenz, Glenn Studebaker, and Scott Aiken from University of Arkansas, Scott Stewart from University of Tennessee, Jeff Gore, Angus Catchout, Fred Musser from Mississippi State, and Roger Leonard from LSU. So far we have 2 years of this study. We have 9 locations during 2008 and 10 during this past year. What we're doing, we're using Timic at 10 pounds formulated product per acre. We're applying it. Our trigger for application is either pinhead square stage in the cotton or green silk stage in the adjacent corn field. To kind of give you an idea how this thing looks in the field, you have a corn field and a cotton field that's separated either with a turn row, a ditch. Some cases they may just be row to row where the grower changes seed in the planter. We set up our plots to basically go down the row adjacent to the corn field, so each plot would have the same proximity to the corn. We also subdivided each plot into sections, 8 row sections. We have 4 of them. We also, to look at the movement part, we have some sample locations that are outside of what you would historically or traditionally call a plot. We have an area 3 to 6 rows outside, an area that's approximately 150 feet, or 75 to 80 rows outside of that, depending on your row space. We went in each week, beginning the week of application, and sampled each one of these sections of each plot with both a sweep net and a drop cloth to 5 weeks after application. And as you can imagine, this generated a tremendous amount of data. And I must thank Dr. Angus Catchout for volunteering me to handle all this. There's going to be numerous slides following this, following the same pattern. Graph on the left is cumulative number of plant bug adults sampled with a sweep net. Also, on the one on the right is the number of nymphs per route per 5 row feet on a black drop cloth. And weeks after treatment was on the x-axis for both graphs. This is for 2008. The rows 1 through 8 section, which is closest to the corn. We saw trends for fewer plant bugs in the Timic treated plots, plant bug adults, compared to the non-treated We saw a similar trend for nymphs, and we did see significant differences out at week 5 after treatment. Moving another 8 rows into the field away from the corn, we saw a similar trend for adults, and we did see significantly fewer plant bug nymphs in the Timmick-treated plots compared to the non-treated during weeks 3 through 5. Moving a little further into the field, we observed significantly fewer adults in the Timmick-treated plots during weeks 2 through 5 and fewer nymphs during weeks 3 through 5. Moving out to the edge of our what is typically the plot in the Timmick, which would be the edge of where the Timmick was applied, see a fairly strong but not significant trend for lower numbers of adults, and we're also seeing significantly fewer nymphs during weeks 3 through 5. Moving outside of the plot into the adjacent areas, we're seeing some trends for fewer adults as well as fewer nymphs. Moving even further out, these trends are not as strong. And this is what most people are really concerned about is yield. We saw trends for higher yields where we applied the Timmick into the areas adjacent to the Timmick at all locations, and significant differences in several of these sample locations. And when we averaged across what is strictly the plot area, we saw significantly higher yields where we applied Timmick compared to where we didn't. This was 2008. Some of the previous speakers have mentioned 2009 was a different beast. As far as rainfall, this was similar to what Scott previously mentioned with the thrips trials. All of these areas were just inundated with rain. On average, our plant bug numbers were lower. We did see some similar trends at the areas closest to the corn. We had significantly fewer adults during weeks 3 through 5. Nymphs, our trends weren't quite as strong. Also, moving into the second section, moving away from the corn, weaker trends for both adults and nymphs. Moving a little further in, it seemed very similar to the previous slide. Weaker trends for fewer plant bug adults and nymphs. Similar for adults at the edge of the plots. Not much difference for nymphs. Same the areas directly adjacent to the plots and even further out. Our yield responses were much more variable than we saw in 2008. We had a couple of sample locations where we had some strong trends for higher yields. One area where we did have significantly higher yields. And overall, we did observe significantly higher yields where we applied the Timmick. This is some previous work from about 9 years ago. This was where we caged plant bug adults on seedlings that had Timmick applied at 3.5 pounds of planting. This is just to kind of give you an idea of how long you can see an effect from this. We were seeing at least 50% mortality out to 18 days. With this strategy, there's some distinct advantages and disadvantages in the areas where it fits. Some of the disadvantages are, well, it takes an extra trip across the field to put it out. It requires specialized equipment. Also, for this to be effective, you have to have adequate soil moisture, whether from rainfall or from irrigation. If you don't, it's not going to work. And this will not fit every situation. Another thing that can occur, if you get it activated and the plants are actively growing and growing very rapidly, you can get this material diluted in the plant as it grows, and your efficacy can decline, and your length of control can decline. It also has some distinct advantages. Timic is a very broad spectrum material. It has activity on plant bugs, also on aphids, spider mites, and nematodes as well. This is an ongoing project, and we can plan to continue this. And I'd like to thank the personnel at the participating universities for their assistance, as well as Cotton Incorporated for their support. And I'll do my best to answer anyone's questions. This, one more comment. There's one thing about this, you're treating such a small amount of the area that you can basically spread the cost of this over the entire field and make it a lot more attractive. Now, we're still trying to figure out exactly where this is going to fit. It's not going to fit every situation, but we think it has a possibility of alleviating some of these problems and these edge problems in these really high infested areas. Thank you all for your attention.